So, welcome and...
Yes, welcome.
I hope you are having a good day, evening or night.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Nobody has a good afternoon, so I didn't say it. I can see it on your face, why there is no good afternoon.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but...
Yeah. You can call me a face reader.
Okay.
Yeah, so what is the topic for today?
So there is no topic. It's a slow news day, you
the
know?
Topic is no topic.
Yes. Because everyone is just like dressing up for Halloween, and I don't really care about it, so...
I thought Halloween was finished.
Yeah, but people are doing costumes, like, they're just posting them now.
Like, they were so drunk and intoxicated, and now they have time to put them again?
What do you mean by drunk and intoxicated?
Like, they were
like
so...
Like, they were partying?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think people just post them, like, a little late. Like, they have a photo shoot, and then they post...
What year are we living in? 1950s, 60s, 70s?
Yeah.
I thought, like, things are done instantaneously.
No, because usually they, like, edit the photos, you know? So it takes a while. Especially the people who have, like, plastic surgery. They have to edit the pictures.
Why do they need to... Why do they need to add... It's like...
Yeah, what's the point of the surgery if you have to still edit?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They have, like, Filter Pro Max on their face, like, all the time.
Actually, I don't know. When they have plastic surgery, it looks worse to me.
In the pictures, or...
Yeah.
You mean their face becomes less photogenic?
Yeah, it just becomes, like, weird. Especially if they have, like filler in their face. They have, like, a very puffy face. And so usually they edit their face to be, like, more slim.
But why would they have a puffy face?
They just put, like, filler in their cheeks and...
I mean...
In their chin, in their forehead.
The forehead.
Yeah.
Why forehead?
I think to prevent wrinkles. It's like Botox.
Like Botox.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think about like getting Botox to prevent wrinkles?
Okay, I have a counter question for you. Have you watched like an old movies? Like 1950s, 60s, 70s?
Not that much.
But a movie with like you watched with your grandmother or grandfather or something like this?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
It was fine.
Now think about the leading cast of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
They had wrinkles.
Probably, yeah.
And they were actually like top of their business.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time it was fine. And I think I'm sure they were enjoying more freedom than the stars, the movie people enjoy right now.
Yeah. But also the photo quality was not as good. And there was no, like, social media for people to, like, comment on exactly, like, every single picture and, like, how you're looking.
Yeah, but if you're old and you look old, is it, like, a bad thing?
No, I mean, if you're old, you should look old.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Why are we, like, the people of our, like, time? I won't say generation because it is also, like, the people who are in 40s and 50s that are doing it more, not, like... 30s and 20s, obviously.
Yeah, they're getting, like, facelifts or something.
Who?
Facelifts.
Okay, what is facelift?
Like, for example, like, a 60-year-old, she has, like, a wrinkled face, like, it's, like, a bit saggy, like, it goes down, you know? So they, like, lift it, and they remove the wrinkles.
How do they remove the wrinkles? Like, do they cut off the skin or something?
I'm not exactly sure, but they, like, make some cuts, and they have, like, scars, like, here.
Really?
Like, under their ears, and, yeah.
But... To know that, we need to look under her ear or his ear.
Yeah. I mean, nobody I would say you can probably tell, like, if they're looking different. Have you ever seen someone with facelift?
No. How would I see, like, who's
the
person?
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see.
She looked bad in both. Like, I mean, which one is before and which one is after?
I think this is before.
Yeah, obviously.
This is, like, right after, and this is, like... A bit after it's like settled down. Face is not swelling or something.
Okay. Okay. In her case, she needs it.
I mean.
But we'll look at her. Look at her.
Yeah, but
her.
She was looking old, like normal, natural. She looks like kind of strange now.
I don't know what was her age, actually.
I thought you were good at telling people like their ages when they're old. So you're just a liar.
So she looks like 65 in her picture.
The before, yeah. What about after?
Okay, I would say the right after, it looks like 45. And it is a pretty good picture, okay. I'll be honest. And the later one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks... She looks like 50, 55, yeah. But they, like, if you look like 1 second, okay, it doesn't look that bad.
Yeah.
But if you look like for like a long time,
yeah,
something is unsettling over there.
Yeah, right? I don't know. That's how I feel with all of them.
Have you seen a lot of them?
Yeah. On social media, like, I always get like ads for these plastic surgery.
Maybe you need it. Look at her forehead. You know, it looks like they made her forehead more shiny.
Yeah, more like bulgy. I don't know. Like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, have you seen that movie, The Incredibles?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The villain. What is his name? Megamind? Mastermind?
Yeah, Megamind.
Megamind, yeah. She looks like Megamind.
She's his daughter, you know?
Why not the mother? She's old.
I don't know. How old does she look in the before?
She looks like 45.
I would say like 50.
45, 50, yeah.
And here? After?
She looks like 40. 39 to 40. Not like too much. Is there any natural way you can like have your skin like tight skin? Like some workout, some exercises, some movements?
I'm not 50, so I have not looked into it. But maybe there is some natural way. I'm not sure, but these just look so weird.
I will be honest. Look at that woman. Go up. This woman. She needed it, okay?
I thought it was tattoos at first, but...
I think these are the pictures right before her surgery.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in her case, it is very good, okay?
Yeah, yeah, she looks great compared to this picture.
Yeah, yeah. Now, are you against it?
Yes, I would say I'm still against it. I think you should just age naturally.
She looked British. I don't know.
Their teeth are not this good.
Her teeth are good?
I mean, they have like a big gap between their teeth.
All of them or like the first one?
What do you mean? I mean, British people.
Yeah. Do you think like only this one or like all of them?
Usually the first one, maybe. Some of them have like all of them.
Really?
But there's like a video on TikTok like, to be like a Londoner, you have to have like a gap in your teeth because they all have that.
Really? You know, as I have a Somali friend, mm-hmm. and he told me in his country, like some people, not all of them, but some people like girls who has teeth gap.
Really?
Yeah.
Like it makes them look cute or something?
Actually, yeah. There is a scientific study, like some celebrities who have teeth gap, some people consider them like really attractive, and there is a term for it now. Right, teeth.
Teeth what? Teeth gap?
Teeth gap fetish. I don't know.
Fetish?
I don't know.
Is there really a fetish for this?
There should be. Our guys have to go with gap between their teeth. See? Quora.
What's always Quora?
It's always. Quora or Reddit?
Yeah.
But Reddit would be too dark. Yes, I have several pretty girls with a noticeable gap in their front upper teeth who had nice boyfriend husband.
What is diastema?
What do you think? Diastema in all front teeth?
And yeah, what does it mean? I don't know this word.
I think it is gap. Teeth gap.
Okay, it's space or a gap between teeth.
Yeah. So, yeah. The diastema lovers.
That's so weird. Oh, my God. I mean, do you agree? Do you think it's attractive?
No.
Why?
I think everyone has their own preferences. That's why.
I just don't know why someone would be attracted to this. Like, it's not the weirdest thing, but it's just a bit strange.
I have a question. What's your favorite vegetable?
I like carrots.
Yeah, the carrots are pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, but there are some people who like eggplants.
Eggplant is also good, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Very tasty.
Yeah, very tasty. Yeah, so some people are considered like beautiful when they have like these gaps.
Okay, sure. If that's what people like. I don't know. I think it looks a bit weird.
It is a little bit weird.
In my country, like, if you have a gap, it's, like, weird. Like, you should get braces.
Yeah, but, like, now we are coming back to the thing. Everyone has, like, different type of noses.
Yeah.
Different type of lips.
Yeah.
Different type of teeth. And
yeah.
everyone has like their preference. Maybe someone will like that thing about you. You don't have to get it changed.
I mean, of course, that's why you should not change yourself.
Yeah. But now we are seeing like, when you go to the city center, people look the same.
Yeah.
They're wearing the same clothes because they're like only 3-4 big brands, and everybody wants to be in that realm because they're not like, because they're mass produced, okay? They're not like super costly and not super rich.
Yeah.
Not super costly or super cheap. Mm. So they're in the right, in the perfect sweet space. Okay, so everyone is almost wearing the same type of clothes,
mm-hmm.
having the same haircut.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Especially the men.
Girls as well. They look exactly the same.
I don't know.
Especially like in summer, they look exactly the same.
I feel like the only difference is like hair color. Like some people have brown, some people have blonde. Most people have like a really bad blonde.
Even cheap blonde.
yes.
Yeah, except hair color. Even sometimes like, there are like four or five, a group of girls, they have same hair color, same hairstyle, and they're wearing almost the same clothes. So we are like converging toward like, how can I say, like boringness.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives the vibe of helplessness. Like they all have like similar type of teeth, similar type of noses, okay? Similar hairstyles, similar clothes. Like, what is this? I don't want to be in this matrix.
Yeah, it is weird. And I don't think it even looks good. Like, I would not want to wear what they are wearing.
They're just wearing, like, simple thing. Like, black shirt, black t-shirt, black pants or black skirt. Okay?
Yeah, everything is black.
Black jacket. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? The size of other, like, all these three variants, they can differentiate a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but 95% of the things are same.
That is true, unfortunately.
I have a question. What do you think, like, right now is the most famous type of nose? For example, like, I think people have most nose jobs or, like, which surgery they have? I think nose job is the most common, right?
A nose job or, like, lip filler.
Okay.
I think the most common nose is, like, you know, it, like, goes up, like, a little bit up. It's like a button nose.
It look like a big, that one?
Yeah, it's like upturned nose.
Really?
It's like a slope.
Does it actually exist in nature or it is just like...
Yeah, I've seen people have it naturally as well.
Like this?
Yeah. Maybe not as like extremely.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Where is this like more common, like the country?
I would say, I don't know exactly country, but like Scandinavian countries.
Most really? People.
Yeah.
Actually, I have a friend and she has a nose like this. And she looks weird. Like,
what do you mean by weird? And do you know if her nose is like natural?
I never asked her, okay?
Okay.
Because I think it is kind of rude to
ask.
It is
a weird question, yeah.
But I don't think she would have a surgery. Now I'm curious.
What do you mean by weird? How is her face weird?
For example, like, your face is normally looking at me, I'm looking at you. I can see her holes. Like, it is like actually like this.
Yeah, some people have a nose like that.
Yeah. Isn't it weird?
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Yeah.
Like, I would not pay to have a nose like that.
Yeah, that's true. So these are more famous.
Yeah, that's the most famous thing. Like, everyone has this nose if they get a nose job.
Really? Can you show it to me?
This type of nose.
Wait. She looks like an anime character now here on the other side.
But this was her nose before. How? It's not even that much different. I don't understand.
I think they decrease her width here. If you see, like, this is the width and they decrease her width.
It looks really nice
and
before.
It is like, you know, the central part is up bigger here and they decrease it here.
She was looking, like, fine. Like, I don't think she needs it. I don't think anyone needs it, but...
She needs it.
I don't know, it's just...
No, her is even more. You can see actually like her holes, like normally she's like, you can see like this. What are the top 10 countries for nose jobs?
Like where people are coming to... Like what do you mean? Like where people are going...
People are getting their nose fixes. They're going somewhere, they're doing in their own country.
Yeah,
but I think, you know, Iran is like the number one.
I think Iran, yeah. Also South Korea. Because
Really?
apparently, like, girls have them, like, very young there. Like, so many people have it.
Really? Okay, let's say Iran and South Korea. What else can be there?
I'm sure some Arab countries.
Really?
Yeah, because, I don't know, I've just seen a lot of, like, before and after of, like, Arabs getting their nose done.
Then it should be, like, maybe UAE or Saudi Arabia.
Maybe. Should I see?
Yeah. These are popular country for rhinoplasty. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Open this one. So Iran is the number one.
I think this is just about Iran. There's no other country.
What was the name of the first king of Iran, the Persian Empire? Look at his nose.
Yeah.
Now we have a picture of the guy, of the king of Persia, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You see his nose.
Yeah.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
And this nose was like considered like a sign of nobility.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then I think it is because like now the people of Iran, they think it is a bad thing or something else. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think most girls actually, like when it comes to guys, they like if they have a big nose.
Really?
Yeah. I just see a lot of videos like, ooh, I love guys with big noses. And yeah, yeah.
Right, why do girls like guys with big noses? A long-held association between masculinity and strength or power.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting.
I don't know, I guess people just find it more masculine.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's why girls don't want it, because they would be associated with masculinity?
Maybe, yeah. Like, they want to be cute and small, you know? And the men is...
But they won't go to gym.
Yeah. Okay. You know there's like surgeries you can like remove fat and these things.
Liposuction?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
People say like Kim Jong-un... He has liposuction, but I don't believe it.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Anyways. Wait.
So CNN has a proper article about liposuction of Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Wait, can you go up? I thought this is Diddy.
This?
Yeah.
This is a white guy.
This is an African American guy. He's not white.
He's white.
It's from which angle?
He's white.
No, he's not white.
He's definitely white.
He's not at all white.
He's white.
Oh my god, no. He is some other random guy.
This is definitely a white guy.
He's not a white guy.
He is a white
Take a screenshot. Can you take a screenshot?
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton is a white guy.
He looks white here.
He looks white here? From which angle?
From this angle.
From this angle?
Yeah.
By the way, how rich is this guy?
I don't even know who this guy is.
I think he's a F1 racer. You know F1 Formula 1?
Yeah. 55 million
euros. Ah. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah, you know all these Formula 1 racers, they are pretty
rich. Yeah, they're so rich. But it's kind of dangerous.
What do you mean by dangerous?
Like the racing.
How do you know that?
I've just heard.
I think it's pretty safe.
Okay, go. Make it your career.
You know, they start very young.
Yes.
So...
Like, yes, no. The train is left for you. Without you. Oh my god, his face is...
Come on.
Kim received the cardiovascular system procedure because of excessive smoking, obesity, and overwork.
Overwork, okay? The only politician who is working, okay? And he's putting his life on the line.
Oh,
is this guy overworked? Even CNN, even a United States, their enemy news outlet is telling the is enemy good? Guy he's suffering because of overwork.
Oh my gosh.
And you say he's a bad guy. Oh my god. He's working himself to death.
And he's still smoking. Why is he smoking? I thought smoking would make you skinny.
I don't know. Maybe he's like...
Like, I see people, they start smoking and they become, like, really skinny and, like, they look really weird and, like, sick. And he's not looking like any of these.
Maybe he's also, like, stress eating or something.
I mean, binging.
Yeah.
Binge eating, yeah. Maybe. He's overworking so much, you know, has to keep eating.
He's old. I think, what is his age?
He's old?
What? Yeah, how old?
He's 40.
He's 40?
So you're saying 40 years old. 40 year old or old?
In North Korea? I think it is like, he's like Very. He's like the longest living guy there. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. He's like middle aged.
Yeah. With no midlife crisis, okay?
Everyone should be like him, you know?
Figuratively? He has the swag.
He's been smiling, wow.
Look at his teeth. He looks like a beaver here.
Yeah.
No gap.
Yeah. His hair is also so bad. Like, why is it like this? It's like...
See, listen. The K-pop people, they also have the hair. But the hair are just like coming like this, okay?
No, but
they are the same!
Wait. Okay.
Yeah?
Actually, yeah.
The hair quality and everything is same. It's just like their hair are coming on their foreheads. That's it. And look at his nose. Look at the other guy. This guy's nose and Kim Jong-un's nose. They're pretty similar.
Yeah, but this guy had a surgery, I'm sure.
And that guy is without surgery.
This guy is?
Yeah. I mean, even if you have surgery, you will have this nose? I don't think so. Like, does it make sense?
No. I'm sure he would have like an amazing nose if he had surgery.
He still has an amazing nose, you know, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, and if he would have surgery, he would remove his like double chin first, right?
I would hope, yeah.
Yeah.
What were we talking about? Plastic surgery.
Plastic surgery. What other weird plastic surgery happens in the world? Like, okay, the face thing, the nose, the eyes, the lips. Okay.
People get the color of their eyes changed.
We are talking about not normal people, okay, not psychos. I don't want to go into the psycho things.
You said weird, so I'm saying weird.
This is absurd.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
What about their fingers? Do anybody get their finger surgery?
You mean like more thin fingers or something? Yeah, or like longer fingers?
Yeah, longer fingers, thin fingers.
Oh my god. I think, yeah, because people get like height surgery as well, you know?
But finger is different, can you see?
Finger lengthening, oh my gosh.
Oh my god, it really exists? What about like feet? Like maybe like if somebody is interested in...
Short bones can be lengthened. I don't know, it's something for hand deformities. Yeah, what was your question?
Weird plastic surgeries.
Oh my
not like these dangerous ones. Weird in the sense like...
Unusual.
Unusual. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're lengthening their ear?
They're like becoming like elves, you know?
I think this would suit like a white girl.
I mean, yeah, there's a white girl as the example.
With blonde hair, like a real blonde, the Scandinavian.
Yeah,
Scandinavian.
Yeah.
You know, they will look actually very pretty in this one.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Modifies the appearance of the belly button.
Why?
Like, you know, there's, like, different types of belly buttons.
Yeah.
There's, like, an ugly one and a pretty one.
Ugly one, which is, like, it's coming outside.
Yeah,
that
it's coming
one.
Out. So people, like, make it go inside.
You know, when I was young, I used to think, like, people who have this, they're, like, you know, when you have an umbilical cord attached, the doctor did not cut it properly, you know? Like, not, like, with the from the base.
Yeah.
Just cut it, like, a little bit above.
Yeah.
And it shriveled up and it became like this.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like that or it is different?
I don't know. I never looked into it. Foot fillers.
High heels have infiltrated the fashion world and sky-high style. What the hell?
Some women opt to have dermal fillers injected into the balls of the feet to add a little extra cushion.
What is ball of the feet? You mean the heel place?
I think.
What the hell?
Dimpleplasty. Ah.
What is dimpleplasty? Like you will have permanent dimples?
You don't have some dimples. So, tongue splitting. Mm. Have you ever seen the tongue splitting?
I've seen like the videos online.
Yeah, it's so...
And it's always like the people who have like so much tattoos. They're like...
And piercings.
Yeah. It's never the normal people.
It's part of their look or something.
I think so. Why don't you open your Twitter?
Why?
I don't know.
I've looked at it so many times and there's nothing.
There would be something.
There's nothing.
There would be.
I mean, it was like, you know, Mr. Beast. We've talked about him like so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so He concluded like some investigation into his
company.
What do you
mean he concluded? Like, he's not an authority. I conclude that. Shut the...
Like, he had like an investigation be made into his company after like the...
The whole backlash.
From his best friend, yeah. So...
Wait, after what do you mean by from his best friend?
Like, you know, the transgender.
Yes.
Yeah, and like he was talking to some minor and sending like nude pictures. Yeah. And that happened in like July. And then after it happened, he had like an investigation be like started into his company. And now it concluded. And like no one is guilty, basically. It's a bit suspicious to me.
So what was the investigation for?
Like to prove, if like, Mr. Beast is like a pedophile or something.
What and, like, his if friend someone, or like...
Yeah, like if his anyone in his company is or...
Wait, nobody is guilty. Yeah. We know at least one person. We know at least one person. His best
exactly.
friend.
Exactly. And he, like, himself started the investigation, so it's a bit suspicious to me.
Mm-hmm. Why is Taylor Swift in the news again? Like,
she's always in the news because she's on tour right now.
I thought she just finished her new tour.
What do you mean by new tour? She's been on this tour for, like, a year and a half.
It is not finished?
No. It's going to finish in, like, 1 month. In December or something.
Like, she was visiting some game, like a baseball game or something. I thought it finished.
Yeah, she was on her break from the tour. Like, she had, like, breaks between, like, different parts of the tour. Because I think she was touring in Europe, and then she had, like, a few months break before she came back to the US.
So it should be considered as a different tour.
No.
If you take, like, a one-month break.
No, it's, like, a different leg of the tour.
No. Listen. How long was the break?
Like, a bit over a month, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's still part of the same tour.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
In 1 month, things change. It is just a market gimmick, nothing else. It is a different tour, okay? Like, if they say, like, the same thing, oh, it is the same tour, like, happening for, like, 5 years. No, it's not. I don't believe it.
What do you mean?
It's
a different
tour.
It's the exact same show. Exact same things are happening. So how can it be a different tour?
I have a question. So she's not singing any of her old songs she sang in some old tour before this?
She's singing her old songs for the whole this tour. She has been singing her old songs as well.
Exactly. So it is like, it is the same continuation of the old tour, right?
No, because this one has new songs.
Yeah, but it is like a little bit updated. For example, like you have your phone, right?
Yeah.
There is an updation. I don't know how to
update.
Say it. Update-ish.
No, that's, I don't think that's the word.
Okay, there's a new update, but it's still the same phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they move like some things here and there, and still the same phone.
Yeah, but nothing is being moved around here and there on the tour.
They're like, moving the songs. They're moving up and down the songs.
How? It's the same songs for a year and a half. So how can it be different?
Just bullshit. Like, how can it be for a one-month break?
Because she needs a break after performing for like 5 months straight.
She's performing like in every city of the world.
In Europe, yeah. She was performing in a lot of cities.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. She's a billionaire now, right?
Yeah, I think maybe almost like she's 2 billion or something.
2 billion?
Mm.
I don't care. Trump is like 5 or 6.
Yeah. I mean, my idol Elon Musk. No one could ever be on his level, you know?
There is one guy I know he can be.
Which guy?
His name is Elon Ma. Do you know this guy, Elon Ma?
No, never heard of him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So there's this Chinese guy.
Yeah.
And he looks like Elon Musk, basically.
Okay.
So, and he has like, I think he has a TikTok or Instagram or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts videos. And he is always coming, hello. And he doesn't know too much English, okay? He knows, hello guys. He does it in like a cute accent, okay? He's a very, very cheerful guy. I really like his personality. Hello, guys. This is Elon Ma. He don't say Elon. He say Yellen. Yellen Ma.
Oh,
not Musk. Ma. Okay.
That's so cute.
Yeah. And he... the thing is, in the starting, he had no other line. And he would just like... With both of his hands, he would do thumbs up, smile, and that's it.
Oh, my God.
That's it. Like, if you want, you can, like, let's see some videos of Elon Ma.
Elon Ma. This guy?
Yeah.
1.2 million followers, oh my god.
1.2 million, okay.
I'm Elon Ma.
So you see this guy, he's positive, he's happy,
he's
he's
really
smiling,
positive, yeah.
And he's telling you motivational things.
Never, never give up.
Never give up. When was the last time Elon Musk said something like this? He's always pessimist. He's like, oh, they've taken my kid. Yeah, they're destroying the country.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever say you are the best? No, he says my car is the best. You see
true.
The difference? Yeah.
He's selfish.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is... He loves everyone. He's selfless.
Elon Musk. from his stomach. Why should come from your stomach? Elon.
Oh my god.
Elon. Elon. Elon Musk. Elon Musk.
Elon Musk doesn't tell me he loves me, so this guy is definitely better.
Of course.
Yeah.
See? He doesn't even know proper English, okay? And if you see comments like let's open this, let's open the comments. 110% Elon Musk, 90%. He didn't blink a single time. Wait, what?
Really? Oh, that's true. His eyes. Oh, he did blink. These people are blind or something.
Me and my friend present. Like, I think it's this is AI. Error Musk.
Oh my gosh. Oh my god, the shirt.
He looks like Elon Musk here, you see?
Yeah.
The way he's making faces.
So this is all he does. Hi, everyone.
Yeah.
And then I love you, you're the best.
Yeah. Look at this coat. It's like bursting out.
Elon Musk wishes he could be this cool.
Yeah.
How much money do you think this guy is getting?
Can you see, like, in one day, how many is he putting?
I think just one video.
Okay, one video a day, and he's
no,
getting...
No, not a day, like, every, like, 4 days or something.
4 days, one video.
Mm-hmm.
This quality video in these four
yes.
days.
Yes.
Do you think he's getting, like, a million views every day, or...
200,000 to, like, 700,000.
Like 200,000 is the minimum?
No, the minimum is 11,000.
So, they're saying, like, for 100K, approximately $3 is paid by TikTok.
$3 for 100K views.
So he's getting like $3 like every 4 days. But like
no
if it goes to million, it is like $30. There is no way.
But he also posts like on Instagram. So
No. I will tell you. There's a conspiracy.
Okay.
Chinese government pays him money to post these videos and make fun of Elon Musk. Or what if Joe Biden?
Oh my god.
Kamala Harris. Pays him money.
Really?
Yeah. And this guy, I think he's a fan of Elon Musk, you know. I don't think he has bad feelings for him.
I mean, yeah.
I think he likes him. That's why he want to be, like, copying him.
Make America great again.
Is he saying? Oh my god. Even Elon Musk is supporting
Trump.
But I think he's earning good.
I
otherwise,
don't know.
Baba, look. He's doing this for, like, since, like, 2-3 years, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought, like, maybe 1 year.
And then he's doing for a long time.
And always the same suit. Only 1 year. Almost 2 years.
Wait.
He
doesn't I've seen him for, like, more than a year.
I don't know. Maybe he's just on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm sure he's famous. Otherwise, why would he continue this thing
I mean,
for,
yeah, he
like
has, like,
years?
A million followers.
Yeah. Why would he continue this for, like, 2-3 years if he's not famous?
Yeah, since 2021.
Yeah, since like 4 years.
Yeah, almost 4 years.
Instagram doesn't pay. Instagram pay for 1,000 views, average for 1,000 range to be easy. One, it's not bad actually.
Yeah, but I think it's harder to find like if you post like some like niche thing, not that many people are gonna see it. Like if it's like funny, yeah, and people will see it.
Yeah, that's true.
But on TikTok, it's different. There's like many more people and they're like, they like niche things.
Really?
Mm-hmm. More than Instagram.
So there's this guy in India. He's a very cringe, okay? He is a very cringe. But
I mean, he's Indian.
Yeah, but he made 27,000 videos before he realized what type of videos people want.
What? That's crazy.
Yes.
He's posting every day? Like multiple times every day.
I think, yeah, he was posting multiple times every day. Like 27,000. Oh my God.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Like for many years or like?
I think three, four, five years, yeah.
On TikTok, Instagram?
TikTok, Instagram, yeah. Can you imagine 27,000?
That's crazy. I mean, I would stop at 1,000.
Yeah.
Or like less, but.
But for example, he's coming from a poor background. And his mom had some health issues as well. So he wanted to do something actually. And like, he was thinking maybe I can do hair. So he was making many videos and like, some were getting good views, some were not getting. And after that, like after making 27,000, he went back to all of them. And he was like, okay, people like this thing, people don't like that thing. So I will switch to what people like.
And then what happened? Like he found what people like and it become more famous? Or?
He is pretty famous, but he's very cringe.
A man's desire to go to space is a red flag.
So why it is a red flag? I just ask guys on the first date if they'd like to go to space. I find it a bit weird.
Like they're full of themselves if they want to go to space.
Would you want to go to space?
I don't really have like a big desire to go. Like I'm not dying to go to space.
Yeah, obviously. But for example, she's actively asking if you would like to go there. For example, if I have a ticket in my hand.
Yeah.
Okay. For example, like you won a lottery, okay? You don't have to pay anything. It is there, like you got a lottery. Like it is like a winning prize. Okay, you did something, you won the prize. You got the ticket. Now you have the chance to sell the ticket or go by yourself. Will you go or you will sell the ticket?
I mean, going by myself, that's pretty sad and lonely.
No. If you win like a prize, it means there are already many people going. Because the company will not like put a prize for one thing. You understand? There would be at least 30, 50 people. And one is like people apply and there is like free advertisement as well in it. So, yeah.
I mean, maybe. It could be a cool experience. I mean, okay. If I can meet my idol Elon Musk, there.
What if Jeff Bezos does it?
Nah, it has to be Elon Musk.
Okay, what if like, what about reselling the ticket to someone else?
For a higher price?
Even if it is the same price or lesser.
I mean, how much is the price? $1 million? Or?
I think, you know the Virgin Galactic?
No, I don't know.
You know Virgin Mobiles?
No.
So, okay, so, you know Richard Branson? He's a UK-based entrepreneur. He's a businessman there and he started his telephone business and these things. And Virgin Galactic is like one of the things he is working on these days. So I think, as far as I know, he's like $250,000 would be like the price to go in the space and come back.
Okay. I think I would resell it, yeah.
It is like once in a lifetime thing.
I mean, yeah, but what will I gain by going to space?
Experience.
And do what with the experience? Unless I'm like an astronaut.
But for example, let's say like you won the prize, so you're pretty famous in the world, right?
I mean, there's like 30 other people, so not that famous.
But 30 other people are who? Like rich people?
I don't know.
What if you go there and like write a book about the experience and everything and sell it for more?
Can be. But where's the guarantee that the book would be famous?
Yeah. So you have to make 27,000 videos. Yeah. So what is like conclusion? How would you say like one thing? Because I don't think there are too many things to wrap up. So what is the one thing you want to say? Like,
I think plastic surgery is stupid. And that's the thing. Because I think your natural beauty is the best beauty that you can have. And you should not change it or alter it in any way, like, unless it's naturally.
I think girls need elf ears. This elf ear is very important for you girls, okay? Whoever is listening, hey, please get it done.
This is such bad advice.
Cost, no matter the cost, you have to get it done.
No one will want you if you get these ears, trust me. Trust me.
I'm sure people will go crazy.
What if they have the gap teeth and the elf ears? And blonde hair?
This is like you take all the races from Lord of the Rings and you combine them and that is the product.
Yeah. I'm sure some crazy fans would love that.
I'm sure nobody will love that.
The crazy fans?
Yeah.
I think they would love that.
No. They would say, what the hell is this?
Like, what the hell is this I wanted?
Oh my God, no. They would say, like, just get normal, man. Just get normal.
Yeah.
What was the first thing we were talking about?
I think it was plastic surgery.
No.
Yeah?
No. It started with Kim Jong-un, actually, right?
No. Maybe it did, I don't know. But then we had...
Yeah.
The Elon Musk. I mean...
Elon Musk. I would say... you know, this guy, he is so consistent. And I know being consistent is not easy.
Yeah.
It needs a lot of effort. And he's doing it since 2021, right?
And he's doing like the same thing.
The same thing. And people still watch it. And
that's crazy.
And he did not stop doing it. Means it is working for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, you have to think in long term. To do anything, you have to have a big, longer vision. Don't think like in 2-3 years. Think like 5-7 years.
Yeah.
And keep on putting the work. You don't have to work for perfection. Just put in work and things will automatically become better. They will be better in the place. That's why I respect this guy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he has like a weird personality like Elon Musk, I would say.
I mean, he's not Elon Musk. Don't compare him. He's the better version.
No comments. Obviously, it's better. So guys, work hard. Don't be disappointed in yourself if nothing is working right now. Just keep on putting the work. Eventually, it will...
You will see results.
Yeah. It is like a flower, which is bound to bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, you should follow, man.
A girl? Woman?
Yes, please.
Yes.
So, I would say, like, if you guys are listening in the night...
Mm-hmm.
Guys, have a good night. There's nothing better than a good sleep.
That's so true. But also, I think waking up after a good sleep and having a good morning because of that.
How would you know having a good sleep? You had a good sleep until you don't wake up.
I don't know. I'm just trying to say, if someone is listening in the morning, they have a good morning and a good start to their day.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're listening in the morning, do some workout. Do some stretching. Mm-hmm. Stretching is so useful.
And eat nicely.
And drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
So, guys, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.